we got to get his medicine. Yeah, we're freaking out. Nothing's going to stop me from getting Evan's medicine.
Pretty early, 9:30 p.m. And then, so I'm there, and I saw a sign where they called their pizza slices pizza wedges.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's probably a British thing. Hey, guys. I mean, hey, Alex, not guys.
Yeah, you're the only one. We're the only ones in this room, so.
Except for the Holy Ghost.
He's with, lives with him.
Because I know.
No.
He holds. Is in this room.
Okay.
All right.
Hey. It's a good one. We're having a good one.
It's a beautiful day. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
It is genuinely a gorgeous day.
Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you about today? How
please
good
tell
it is?
Me. Yeah. Oh, I got something to share with you.
Just that, like the weather. That's all I wanted. Let's
look at it right now.
Praise the Lord for. Can I do that real quick?
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord, my friend.
I'm just so thankful. My goodness.
No, you can lift your hands. Go ahead.
I just did it. You guys hear that? Did you hear the wind from
65 degrees today?
How's my hands going up? Field goal position. It's good.
It's good weather. That is.
The weather is good.
Okay.
It is so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
What'd you say it was?
65 right now.
65.
Perfect.
Oh,
little
man.
Breeze, you know?
That
I wouldn't call
right
it wind.
There
it's pretty breezy, though.
Is about perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get much better. That takes me back being kid.
Takes me back to when it was 65 before.
When it was 65 when I was 6 years old.
When I was 6'5".
But that never happened. It was, oh man, thinking back, like I was out there knocking doors today, and I was just thinking about how good it felt. The birds were chirping and singing, and they're singing the same song that
the
they sing.
The woodpeckers were pecking.
Never seen one. Still have never. Only heard them.
Yeah.
But the birds sing the same song. That they sing it
every day.
That they sing back home, which is like we're in another state, and they're still going.
They're still going because I know.
It's the same song.
Same song.
It's like on repeat, on a loop.
Same song, different voice.
But it just felt so good to be out there.
Yeah.
Wind. I mean, these are the kind of days where I'd go outside and I'd just lay in the grass.
Yes, I talked about that already today with somebody.
Oh no way!
Yeah,
I thought about it to myself today.
Really?
Yeah, I sure did.
You have any proof of that?
I'll pull up the archives. I write down everything I think about. It's a long list.
Do you remember that thing?
Long.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that thing we did in that small podunk town that I loved so much?
We sat on a curb and ate ice cream.
Yeah, and I did that today with my fiance.
Ooh.
We sat on the steps outside and got some Brahms ice cream. Well, she did. I was very thankful.
What flavorful.
She got some. I got the cappuccino chocolate chunk.
Okay.
It's a mouthful.
Cappuccino chocolate chunk. And she
partook. I usually just call it the coffee flavor.
What did she partake in?
She did the pecan, or cashew, I'm sorry. Salted caramel cashew or salted
that's,
something
I mean,
cashew.
That's a flavor for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've tried it. I'm sure
she
it's great.
She likes it a lot.
Can't imagine
I like
how
the
you
coffee
go wrong.
A lot. Yeah, you can't go wrong with ice cream unless it's wrong.
Can't go wrong with ice cream on the curb.
Unless you call it a pizza wedge, then you're wrong.
Come on, don't do that.
All right. Well, Alex, aside from the beautiful day, it's beautiful to be in your presence.
Oh, I'm having a beautiful time here.
I haven't seen
you
much today. I saw you this morning.
For a quick moment.
One glance.
But, you know, we try to avoid each other on podcast day, so everything's real fresh, you know?
We try to avoid each other all the time.
You know when we say hey at the beginning, it's actually hey. Like, it's kind of like... You know, people get married and they have the first look.
Yeah.
We try to have our first look every week.
Speaking about marriage.
Hey.
Guess how many days until the wedding for us?
97.
Yeah. Put it there.
Hey.
As of recording. By the time this comes out, it'll be 95.
I actually knew that.
How'd you know that?
I just know.
That's weird that you're keeping track of that.
I'm just really happy for you.
Yeah. We're under 100 days. We're in the double digits.
Oh, really?
Which is insane. Yeah, oh, really? You just said what?
I want you to say, no, I'm lying.
Okay. Well, I just want to bring that up because you brought up first looks.
Yeah, hey.
So, yeah, when we say hey, it's legitimately,
hey.
Oh, you're still here. Oh, you still exist.
Oh, you actually came today.
Oh, you showed up. at the appointed time.
You said, hey, 30 minutes ago, and I was not here.
Yeah.
You said, you tried to start.
I sat here for 30 minutes. You don't want to hear that episode.
You tried to start. That was weird.
Yeah. There's a lot of just dead silence, because I still pretended like you were here. And I laughed out of nowhere, just pretending to laugh at you.
Ha, 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 ha. I feel like I have a bad fake laugh. In a bad real life, but I feel like my fake laugh is just... You could tell.
Do you think your laugh has evolved over time? Mine has.
Mine used to be really internal.
I don't like my laugh now.
Yeah.
It has evolved.
I don't know if I've ever liked my laugh. Oh, wait, we're talking laughs right now?
I think we should talk laughs. So. Yeah, we're laughing.
Okay, so like when I was younger, my laugh was real internal. I was like, because I never wanted to like exert myself while laughing.
Dude, you're not to throw your head back.
And I was not, and I was kind of jealous of that. Like people,
really?
Yeah, who would?
You're a wheezer. I wish y'all could see the face he's making.
That's not really like me. That's not. I don't know. I think sometimes maybe I like, but
yeah,
I don't think I'm normally like that. But back then in the day, I mean, I was like that's about what I do. It was kind of embarrassing. I'd be like,
dude,
he'll be like, "Oh my goodness, yeah, is he okay?"
I'm just laughing. It's good for you.
I had some rotten chicken today. But then one time I was made fun of it, and I was like, "I just gotta let it go," you know, because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling
the next time you just full mouth all the way open. I don't know if that's really a laugh. Now, speaking of laughs, it sounds weird to even laugh real. How do you know that was real?
Hey, let's play real laugh, fake laugh. Ready?
Okay.
Is that real or fake?
Real.
Nope.
I used to laugh a lot of just like... I used to just do the... I don't know what you call that, but like the... I'd keep all the air in my mouth and then close it and push it all... a lot of that. I feel like I copy people's laughs. If I'm around someone who laughs a certain way, eventually I will laugh that same way.
I understand that. You know,
it's kind of weird.
You know Don, don't you?
Yeah, I know Don.
I feel like whenever I laugh with him, it's his laugh.
Yeah.
Real high pitch. I can't really do it right now.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
That is good.
Shout out to Don. Shout out to Don.
Shout out to our friend Don.
He's a good one.
The Devious.
Devious Don. Hey, let's make another character. We have Tundra.
Devious Don. Well, he's been a character in our lives. He's been a staple.
Yo,
and so have sure. You. So thanks for coming back, you listeners.
That's our official welcome. That was all our introduction.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for plugging us in your ears today. We appreciate it.
This is a Tongue Tea podcast, I guess.
Oh.
You know, I feel like maybe we should probably introduce ourselves every week.
I guess so.
But I imagine that we're not...
picking up new listeners very often?
I feel like I don't know.
Do you think someone's listening now for the first time on the 37th episode?
37th of the month?
Yeah, the 37th day of the month.
Probably not. But maybe. I mean, hey, if it's your first time, my name is Trent.
I'm Alex.
Yeah, and we're just a Tongue Tea podcast. So
I'm confused.
No, hey, you said you're Alex.
I'm Trent.
Okay, I'm Alex. Okay. I'll be completely honest here.
And this is the Tucked in Tea podcast, where we talk about everything and anything
that will pop through in between our ears. Ooh, I like that.
But we keep it tucked in. From in between our ears to into yours.
To in between our teeth. Bye.
Okay. Now it's just awkward, Alex.
No, it's not awkward at all.
I got some things to tell you from the week, yeah. But I know you have some things too. You mentioned some stuff.
Shout it from the rooftop.
Can I start us off with something quick?
Yeah.
All right. So this week, I went to a party of sorts where they went to a house where they invited a bunch of guys over.
Woot.
I think I'm talking fast today. Let's slow it down. I went to a house where they invited a bunch of guys over, a bunch of the college guys. Now it feels like I'm forcing it.
Just talk.
We went to a house where they invited a bunch of the college guys. And while we were there, guys brought different desserts. I brought a pie.
Ooh, flavor?
Which, chocolate. Brownie, maybe. Just the frozen ones, the cold ones you get at Walmart, you know? Okay. Like in the box.
Yeah.
Which maybe hindsight wasn't the best because there's probably 40 or 50 guys there and a pie really didn't feed many people. So some other guys brought like ice cream sandwiches, which is a great idea. Feeds a lot. So the story revolves around an ice cream sandwich where we're all having a good time. I ate my pie. I ate my kind of like a burrito bowl sort of rice, chicken, sour cream, chips. And we're all eating our food. We look over and there's one man. And he's eating an ice cream sandwich. But let me tell you, the wrapper is still on his ice cream sandwich, and he's eating the ice cream sandwich and the wrapper at the same time.
Does he have an audience?
No, he's doing this. He's always done it that way, he said.
Always.
He said, your hands don't get dirty this way. But I explained to him how you can take the wrapper off little bits at a time, and your fingers still won't get dirty. Anyway, yeah, he ate the entire ice cream sandwich plus the wrapper. And so I told him, you're probably the guy who eats the whole banana, the whole orange, without even peeling it. And he said, no, I don't like bananas. But I said, but if you did,
you'd be so dangerous if you liked bananas.
That'd be bad.
No one would ever be able to trust you if you liked bananas.
Have you ever heard of someone doing that before with an ice cream sandwich? Have you done that?
Oh, what? So like he's like swallowing.
Yes, no, he completely ate the entire ice cream sandwich package and all. The white paper, all of it. He just bite after bite.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm not giving much response to this because I am just so
weird.
Lost.
And if he's listening, I mean, hey, I'm glad you like it like that, but it's not made to eat like that.
No, it's really not. It's in a wrapping, so then it protects the wrapping is there to keep out all the nasty from the actual part that you're supposed to eat.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened. The first thing, the guy who was closest to him looked at me and said, well, this could be on your podcast. Is it perfect?
Welp, it is.
Talk about it. And here it is.
Welp, it is.
Welp, it is. I told him that. I said, it is. He said, huh? Oh, it is. We talked about it last week.
Yep.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
That is...
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Call him out, maybe?
No. No, no, no. But...
Starts with a D?
I have eaten... It does.
Ends with a usty?
How do you know that?
Welp, I do. Welp, I do.
Welp, that was me.
Hey, what is dusty here for this?
So, I've done that with a Starburst before. I've eaten an entire Starburst with the wrapper on it for a game.
Okay, okay.
But that was for a cause. It wasn't for enjoyment of just eating it. Yeah? You have a question, Alex?
Yes, I do. I raised my hand a bit. I was weird, okay?
I know.
Weird fellow.
Yeah, you
as
were.
As a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I carry some of that with me.
I met you as a young man.
No, you did not. I've left...
We went to high school together.
I've left all of that in the past, okay? I used to have my Hot Pockets. And I'd put Smarties in my Hot Pockets for lunch, okay? My sandwiches, I used to sit on them to get them flat, okay? My pizza rolls, put Smarties in there, put Sour Patch Kids in there.
I don't know what to say.
I used to put those in for lunch. Look, okay? My bubble gum, I used to eat it with a wrapper.
What?
Yep. Hey. I was weird.
No!
I was weird. No. No, listen. I was weird. Was. I left that in my childhood, okay?
Is that why you have so many Smarties in your pocket all the time? You stuff them in everything.
I don't stuff them in there anymore. I have them separately. Okay. I don't like my food to touch anymore. Oh my goodness. We have a surprise guest.
Hey,
Come on in.
This is the first time a guest has been on the podcast.
You can be the first. If you say words into that microphone, you can be the first person ever.
Do you want to?
I don't know. I heard voices up here.
Hey.
There he is. Well, how's it going?
Great.
I'm so glad you're here. This is kind of fun.
This is really cool.
I didn't know. I didn't expect
this. We've upgraded a little bit. I can tell. A little bit. Not that one, but this one.
Yeah, just that
upgraded one. From the water bottles and socks.
Yeah, if you guys have seen that picture on the Patreon.
Yeah.
But we're out here in a studio now, and now we have guests.
First extra voice.
That's insane.
That's big. That's a big thing.
It's an honor.
That's so awesome.
I hope so.
You out? You working?
Yep.
Okay. Working hard or hardly working?
I'm glad it was you that was up here. I thought it was the cleaning people.
our maids. Yeah, we're rich.
We just got back from Stillwater.
Ooh. Filming for promo video. Oh. Sneak peek.
No sneak peek.
Oh, no sneak peek.
Hey, guys.
That was not a sneak peek.
Stay tuned, okay?
Anyway,
that's great. Well,
that was fun.
Awesome. Now I have no idea where I was.
We were talking about how you ate stuff weird, but that can be the end of that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that it's
Thanks, Josh.
To eat weird stuff when you're a kid, but you come on, you're a grown man now.
Yeah. Hey, put away childish food habits.
Put away the Smarties, Alex. Put away.
I don't even Smarties. Know what Smarties are made out of. That's going to be the origin of the day. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, good.
All right, go ahead. And I know some other things happened this week. You told me kind of about that you had something at least.
Yeah.
So tell me about it. Come on, hit me.
Okay. Well, as you know, last week I was talking about how I am sick.
Oh, yeah. How you feeling?
Feeling good.
All right.
Better. Congesty a little bit, but we're feeling all right here on the studio. And but it wasn't just me. It was my roommates and some other people as well.
Oh, no.
I know. Just
it goes around.
What goes around comes around.
And it goes around like the offering plates.
Yeah. But
pass
you said
along.
It gives it to you and you don't give anything.
It takes. Well, it takes from you.
That's so right. Anyway, my roommate was pretty sick and he was just feeling it and not feeling well.
Okay.
He was just real pressurized in his head.
Oh.
And, you know.
Like a balloon.
Bedridden. No, it was like horrible, but he was sick, pretty bad.
Okay.
And so his mom was able to order him some medicine and stuff. Very nice gesture.
Correct.
Didn't have to, but she did, and from Walmart. And so, you know, Walmart, you can go there, pick up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So him and another one of my roommates, I think, yeah, it's just one of them.
Okay.
And they went and they picked it up.
Okay.
And they got a bag.
Oh, no. Was it wrong?
Came back to the school, and he comes into my room, and he's...
you know, wow, that was really...
Thunderous. and he's like, How did they forget half the things? How did they forget half the items? And I'm kind of hearing this. I mean, I think it was just... what was I doing? I don't know. I was just
probably sleeping.
No, it was pretty early still.
Like 6 a.m.?
Early-ish. It was about 9:30 p.m.
Okay. Wait. That's early?
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, in the night.
Okay, I missed the part that this was the evening. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, pretty early, 9:30 p.m. What? Okay, go ahead.
9:30 p.m., early into the night. Sorry, I thought
okay,
I mentioned
so it's pretty
this.
Early.
It was after church.
It's early in the day, okay.
Yep. After church on Wednesday. And so I'm hearing this, and he's like, oh, man. And then, you know, he's a little bit of a complainer. I'm just kidding.
Not a good trait to have.
You know what? I'll say it.
But
and
we all do it.
He's a little bit of a complainer.
We all do it.
And so he's like,
I hope he listens.
He's like, I just needed it. Like, it's okay they mess up. You know, they're human. But I just needed this medicine right now. Like, I've been feeling awful for the past couple of days. And I was like, I don't even know. I was like, well, let's go. And he's like, huh? So let's go get it. He goes, okay. And so he gets, I get some outside clothes on, and then he's still in his church suit. And so he's going to come, and then my other roommate comes, and then my other roommate comes. So it's just become a whole room
a
activity.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, let's go get his, let's go get.
Charge the Walmart pharmacy.
Exactly. Let's get his medicine. And so we're kind of pumped.
Show up with signs.
We're goofing around. We're like, we got to get his medicine. Yeah, we're freaking out.
Okay.
Nothing's going to stop me from getting Evan's medicine. And so we get in there and we go to this customer service, which is like blocked off by like a whole bunch of carts.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Real weird.
They don't really want to be customer service-y.
And so we see a guy like who's kind of sitting around, and we didn't know what he was doing, if he was working or not. And so we're kind of staying there. And we're staying there for maybe like 40 seconds. And then one of my roommates goes, hello. And he's like, oh, hey, you guys waiting? Okay.
No.
And then, like, yeah. And so we told him the issue. He goes, okay, let me go get someone. Hey, you, yeah, come here. Some lady comes, and it's like, hey, what can I help you guys with? And so my roommate goes, yep, so I had my pickup order, but I only got half of it. Is like, I just need the other half. And she's like, okay. You know what? Who you can talk to? They're right here on this corner, all right? So she takes us from the customer service to the corner by an exit, and there's two guys just putting up, like, that sign where it has the employees' pictures and on it.
Yeah.
So they're putting that up. There's
probably some coaches.
Screwing in. And so we were looking at them. Coaches?
Yeah. Like the team leads, the coaches. Like that's their title.
That is very interesting. Okay.
I worked at Walmart.
No, that's really interesting for the story.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, so we're talking to these two people here. That sheds light.
Okay, good. Good. Yes.
You're a light
shiner.
Put her
there.
Very good.
I'm going to let it shine. All right. Keep going.
And so we're taking these two people, and you want to talk about helpless. You want to, that's like, as in we were helpless because they did not help us. So she's like, okay, yeah, I talked to them. And so we're like, yeah, so we just need this. He's like, okay, we'll get someone. And then let's keep going back to it. They're just working. And we're there for about 4 minutes this time.
Okay, like, hey, can you get someone?
And we're kind of patiently waiting. We're like, we're thinking, you know, that they call someone or something, that they're coming. And so we just start talking to ourselves, you know, la, la, la.
All of you just start talking to yourself. Like, oh, man, this is really taking a long time. I wonder what's going to happen. Are they going to get anybody?
I'm going to go back and I'm going to brush my teeth again.
Wow, I just wonder how much that would cost.
I'm going to have to wash my hands too. I'm in a Walmart. So
can I have some medicine?
And so it's been like about 5 minutes, four to five minutes, and I was like, okay. And I went up to him, and I was like, hey, are we waiting for something?
Hey, me still.
Like, are we waiting for something? He goes, Coach Jesse.
Oh, Coach Jesse.
I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, Coach Jesse. I was like, okay.
All right, let's run some plays.
Exactly. That's what I had thought in mind. I was like, this is Coach Jesse guy. And they say, yeah, we'll get him. And so we wait a couple more minutes, and I was like, man, that's working real slow here. He's not coming. I was like, is there a way we can go to him? Like, where is he at? Can we go to him? Like, we're just, I mean, remember, we have a curfew here at 10:30. So right.
So what time is this then?
This is probably about
pushing 10?
Yeah, pushing 10.
Okay.
And so we're kind of, it's not like we're in a rush because we're only about 7 minutes away driving.
Coach, this is the fourth quarter.
But we also don't want to, like, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, can we go to him? And then they're like, I'll probably be over there at the customer service. I was like, okay, whatever. So I go over there.
No way the first guy was Coach Jesse that you talked to.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, and what does he look like? Just so that we know. He's like, they pointed a picture right here of him. So I took a picture. I took a picture of Coach Jesse.
We already talked about him this podcast. Where he brought up bananas.
Yeah, his
picture is very elongated. It's stretched out. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And so I go back to the customer service area, me and my three roommates.
Your mom.
And we're looking for Coach Jesse now. And so there's a lady there now. I was like, hey, is Jesse around? And she goes, Jesse. Like literally, just like that.
What?
Jesse. I was like, Coach Jesse? She goes, oh! Yeah, I haven't seen him. I don't know. I haven't seen him all day.
Oh, yeah. He quit 3 months ago.
She goes, I haven't seen him all day, actually. Like, what? And she's like, let me go check, though. Like, she goes.
Oh, he's on the bulletin board over there. You should go look.
She goes to his back door and knocks. And she's waiting there. And we're like, we're just kind of just waiting. And then some other lady comes up to us. She's like, hey, are you guys needing help? We're like, yeah. And we're like, we need help with this order. She's like, oh, okay, let me go get someone else. And so another lady comes, and then she's helping us. And she's saying, man, what's your problem? And we're like, we need the rest of the order, please. She says, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to do that here, but let's go over to the online order place.
Oh, and my goodness.
We'll get that situated over there. And so we're like, okay. So we start heading over there. It's no big deal.
That's all the way across the store, though.
Yeah. So we walk over there with her, and then she is like, okay, can I see your sticker? And we're like, yep. So she goes back there. It's about 6 minutes or so back there, and then she comes back with another order. She's like, oh, found the order. It didn't have a sticker on it. It was just chilling back there.
So you got quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it. Okay, good.
Got it, and after so many people helping us, we finally got our order we had been waiting on.
Wow.
And it was just...
Did you meet Coach Jesse?
Well, listen to this.
Oh, okay.
So as we are leaving, we're walking out of the building, and we see a man over there. I'm like, I think that's Coach Jesse.
That's the alleged Coach Jesse.
That's Coach Jesse. A lot of me wanted to just yell out, Coach Jesse! Put me in! But we already had all the help we needed. And so we're leaving the building, and, you know, just a crazy, already crazy time. We're like, what a story. Like, this was so nuts.
Yeah.
All this help that we needed just to get a couple of items. And as we're doing that, we're about midway to a car, and then this homeless man comes by on a bike, blaring music.
Okay.
I mean, just blaring it. And he's right as he passes us, something falls out of his, like, he had a bike and then like a little trailer. Something falls out of his little trailer.
What?
And we're like, what is that? Right in front of us. Like,
okay.
Almost straight out of a movie. And we're like, hey, you dropped something. And he kind of looks back a little bit, but keeps going into the darkness. I was like, what in the world? So we kind of look at what he dropped, and just vinyls.
What?
Yeah, record, like for a record player. He dropped 2 sets of vinyls. There was 2 in one little package, and then 2 in the other. And so...
What?
One is from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
And then, that's so random.
So we found the MTC vinyl there, and then it was some other random one.
No, the Lord said, yeah, they deserved this. They've been waiting a while.
I guess so. And so that's what... And then so he just dropped it, and we were like, well, I guess we just keep this, huh? And so that's what we did. We just... I mean, he picked him up, and we ran to our car, and because, I mean, he was gone already. He's on a bike, so he's pretty quick, and so we have a couple of
that's crazy
homeless vinyls there in our in our room now.
That is really cool.
And one had a had his sign on it. You know how homeless people will panhandle?
Yeah.
One had his sign on it, and so it said,
oh,
like,
I saw a picture of you with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what that... I didn't know if you made that and you went out and stood on the street.
Oh, no. I was not, actually.
Like a little beggar.
It said, please help. The struggle is real. Thanks. But he misspelled struggle. Struggle.
What?
The struggle.
That sounds even cooler.
The struggle's real, man.
I'd give money for struggles. That's insane. Wow, what a story. Do you want to know the hierarchy of Walmart breakdown?
Can I hear it?
Okay. So for those listening, if I may have mentioned this before, I worked at Walmart for about 2 years of my life. I'm still an employee, technically. I'm still on the record as an employee. I'm on educational leave. Anyway, regardless of that.
For 4 years.
Regardless of that. So basically, you come in, you start as an associate. All right, so base level employee, an associate. Then management position is called a team lead. So there's no manager. You're called a team lead. And then the team lead's bosses are the coaches. So the coaches are 3 levels up. So you got team leads, then coaches, and then above that is the star manager. So,
well, there you go.
So coaches.
He's up there.
He's up there.
Coach Jesse. I don't know what he's doing, but
back at my one where we had Coach Kurt. He was awesome.
You guys call him Coach Kurt?
Yeah, Coach Kurt.
We were so confused. We were like, I think maybe like the coach at a high school or something.
No, that's just what they call him.
Nope.
If you get talked to by them, you get coached. Like you get, that's what they call it. Literally, you've been coached.
Hey.
Anyway,
come on, you gotta be tighter on that route, okay?
You know, some other people dropped some stuff off for us this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, actually, we have 2. So let's get into a little segment that here at the Tug and Tee podcast we like to call. All right, do you want the one from your 6 foot friend?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do the other one.
Wait, we have a lot more than...
No, I only see 2.
Oh, never mind.
That are actually not...
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of trash. Fake ones. What in the world?
We have trash ones.
We have one from Olar Bright and
Jackie got one Patrice. That's in a different language. Bonjour. I guess
and
that's
one
French.
From what?
Can you read this
Corrid
one?
Corrid.
Bonjour, talking to podcast. Je suis Olabrait. I can't. I don't know how okay. to say that. All right, I'll read the first one. It says this. Open me. I'm fan mail. Okay. Fan mail. More like friend mail. Exclamation point. I love the podcast, and I think it truly soothes the mind. Okay. I haven't listened to them all, but episode 9 was my favorite. What was episode 9? Can we check that? Are you able to look that up?
It was, yeah, I'll look it up. Just,
okay.
Yeah.
The best Asian cuisine is served by the hands of a child.
That's so true. I talked about that.
Japanese military discount should exist. Maybe. Anyways, I am blessed to call you guys my friends, and I'm glad that I can listen in and laugh. Continue on with the silly. I like that.
Episode 9 was Andy's Frozen Ice.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. That was a good one. Then he says, here are 3 chicken tenders that vaguely look like Nike swooshes. Yes, this is a hobby.
There are 3 different settings that in which he has.
He legitimately at 3 different places. That one looks more like a fish. I don't know about a swoosh.
That Cane's one looks like a fit, like a swoosh.
Yeah, the Cane's one is. So when this friend of ours, I didn't know this about him, but whenever he finds a chicken tender that looks like the Nike swoosh, he documents it.
Really?
Apparently. He's done it 3 different times in different locations. I don't know about the Chick-fil-A
one. I did not
one.
Know that. That is.
Chick-fil-A that's, definitely looks like a scorpion.
Yeah, I don't. Or a fish. I wouldn't call it that. But I did not know that. That is super interesting.
That is such a cool hobby. Also, here are 3 chicken tenders that vaguely look like the Nike swoosh.
Yeah, I have 3 of them. 3 different settings. Yep.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to reply, you are so sweet. Thank you. The automated response. Okay. So and sent.
That's the automated. That's so funny.
All right, read the next one.
All right, this one comes from Isaac. He says, dear Rufus and Doofus.
Hey, who's which?
Can I please be Doofus?
Okay.
Anytime. What? Okay. Any person who has truly made it picks up some haters along the way, right? Well, congrats. You've made it. Oh, no. Me and my friend DT Davis are officially your first haters. First of all, you all beg us for an hour long to join the Patreon. Well, what's the point? We finally gave in and subscribed. You haven't posted in a month. My dollar has gone. My dollar could have gone to starving kids in Africa.
Right.
Well, congrats. You definitely did it. You made it. You made it. What?
What?
Well, congrats. You made it. Didn't. You made it. Didn't post.
That does make sense.
Yeah. And now
you're
little
hate. At least hate grammatically correct.
You said now little Rafiki goes one more week with no food. I hope you are ashamed of yourselves. What is going on?
I don't know if I want to read this up here.
I only listen to you guys because I have nothing better to do at work. And I guess I'd rather go crazy listening to your awful podcast than the sound of nothing.
What is happening?
Finally, I want you to know I've never been more inspired to untuck my shirt. Hope this makes you cry. Isaac Keezer and DT Davis, host for the...
I didn't even adjust.
Oh, okay.
P.S. Boo.
What in the world was that?
No, he's wrong. We've had 2 hate mails now.
Yeah, actually, who's the first one? I can't remember.
I don't remember. That was funny, though.
Well, thank you for the hate mail.
That's a great way to end this.
You can
you can also leave hate mail.
At tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
We didn't have any of our usual
senders. They took a week off, maybe.
Well, I hope they don't
on a fast or something.
I guess so. Well, that was great. That was really great.
That's so crazy.
That was fantabulous. I think we're going to post something on Patreon this week, for sure.
For sure.
For
okay.
For sure.
We don't have to make excuses, but...
Yeah. Yeah. But we will. We will this week. Alex, I had something unless you have something else to say about the fan mail, I have something that happened this week that was almost too good to be true.
I don't think so. I don't think I have anything.
I don't think it was too good to be true, Trent. I think you're lying to me. All right, Alex.
I'll be the judge of that.
This whole story revolves around this quarter. I can leave a picture of it on the Patreon. This quarter right here. Go ahead and look at this quarter. I received this quarter as change from the bookstore here at school. Yeah, go ahead and look at it.
Whoa.
Yeah, go ahead and look at it. Yep.
Whoa.
So right off the bat,
whoa.
What do you think?
Well, okay. Head side looks pretty normal. 2023 coin.
Okay, 2023.
2023 coin. It says, "In God We Trust." Classic line. Great. Great
does
line.
It say "In God We Trust"?
It does.
That's a nope. That's a big component of this story. Read that closely.
In, is that a C? In God We Trust?
What's on the back of the coin, Alex?
A fish? No.
God.
On the back, we only have a lady. What is this? We only have a lady.
Here's a close-up of the wording, by the way.
In God we trust. That is what it says. Or is that a C?
That's the question.
Okay. All right, so I'm asking the right questions here. All right, and then... All right, so the back of this lady, or this lady, her shirt that she's wearing,
all it is
full
is
of words
on the back,
but it's full of words. It says Mexican American.
This is the first quarter to host
teacher.
a Mexican woman on a quarter. The very first quarter.
This is just okay. A bunch of words make up her shirt. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
So,
but nothing.
Obviously,
else on
at first glance, it just looks different, right?
There's no heads or tails.
Right. It's both heads.
Heads or heads.
So I went to buy something in the coffee shop here, and I was like, oh, I should have change, so I'll pay with some change. Got a couple bucks and some change. But I pulled this out, and I went to pay with it, and I said, wait a minute. This just looks different. And I'll be honest, this design itself, there's nothing special about this design.
No.
It's part of the American Woman's quarters that they released in 2023 and 2024. So all the words that would usually be on the back just make up her shirt on this one. I'll post a picture of it in the Patreon just because it just looks different. Anyway, so it's just a special design.
Yeah.
But it was so eye-catching that it looked so different that I looked it up. And people are selling this quarter, this very quarter, Alex, on eBay for $2,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How many do they make? Do you know?
How many quarters do they make?
Yeah, of those.
Oh, a bunch. You can buy the whole set of these on Amazon for $13, the whole women's set.
Uh-huh.
This is just one of them. Funny thing was, they gave me more change there, and I got another one of the quarters from the set. It's kind of funny.
Someone had a bunch of them. Someone bought the set and paid for it.
I guess so. So, regardless, I looked this up, and I'm like, why in the world are they selling so much? And here's the reason why. People are claiming there's misprints on them to where they say, "In God we trust," instead of "God we trust." So, therefore, they're selling these for buku amount of money because of a misprint.
Huh.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. And at first glance, it does look like COD.
And they all don't. They all look like that or no?
Okay. So after I realized I could turn this 25 cents into $2,000, I did a lot of research.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was thinking, hold up, did I just find a lottery ticket here? And after doing some research, I think all those sales on eBay are fake. I don't think anyone's buying those. I looked it up. And really, the chances of a misprint on a coin are pretty low because they're just being stamped.
Yeah.
So the stamp is always the same. It's just a mold just doof, 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 on all the coins. So therefore, a misprint's not like one of them is just going to get misprinted. It's the same stamp.
Yeah.
This.
Maybe a fly got in the way of the stamp.
Just a little part of the C. I'll post a picture of the close-up of the words. And it does look like "In God We Trust."
Uh-huh.
It does. It looks like a C. And so people are selling these for crazy amounts of money. The other woman's quarter I had also looked like that.
Okay.
But for some reason, these ones...
You see, you're like, what are the chances? I just got $4,500.
I was, what in the world? I was like, okay, good day. But turns out, no. It was just unfortunate decision of type font. And so all the fonts look like that. And they should have chosen a font that made the G look more like a G. So there's no typo. And they just say "In God We Trust."
Oh.
So maybe if I hold on to this, eventually one day maybe it'll be worth something. But right now, it's worth approximately 25 cents. But I thought I had a $2,000 quarter.
Hey,
and I'm
going to
hold
that.
On to it.
Save that.
I'm
going
to hold on to it.
That could be worth 26
man,
cents.
Man, tell you about excitement, though. My inside was like, what?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's okay. You know, I don't, it's not like I desperately need, it would be nice, but I don't desperately need $2,000.
I mean,
man, oh, man.
Having $2,000 is always nice. No
it's
matter,
pretty nice.
No matter what point in life you are.
Anyway, well, man, I wanted to tell you so bad because that happened pretty middle of the week. But I couldn't.
Is that when you said, I have a story,
yeah.
but it's in my pocket?
Yeah, I said, I have a story, but it's in my pocket right now. Anyway, I'll post the pictures of that quarter. And man, oh man, I thought I had a chance to at least make $1,000.
Man.
Just from 25 cents. It's pretty crazy. I can still, listen, some people were buying them allegedly for $500. So I could list it and potentially make $500 on this quarter.
This really sells it, guys. This is actually a misprint. They're saying it's not, but this is.
But I'd feel wrong if I was selling it as a misprint now that I'm more knowledgeable on the
subject. Hey, I think it's a misprint. Can I sell it?
You buy it or can you sell it?
Can I sell it?
Oh, it does say
I'm
COD,
convinced.
Though. It does say COD.
Yeah, it does not look
anyway,
right. Does not
so
look right.
Just, you know, I was almost rich this week.
That's really sad.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
It was a whole rabbit hole that day. Man, just from the point of realizing this is different, I wonder if it's special. Looking up, and I was like, this actually is special. And I was like, this never happens. And I was like, this is really special. And then the letdown of, oh, it's normal. But that's okay. It was exciting.
That's hope deferred.
It was exciting. That's right. It'll be deferred for 20 years, and then I'll sell it.
Yeah, for 20 years.
The fact
cents.
That it is the first quarter to have a Mexican lady on it. Could maybe be worth something one day if you get some fanatic who's like, oh, that's the first quarter? Some nerd.
I love Mexican ladies.
So maybe some nerd will find it. But
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to, just for fun stories, I'm keeping that one right in my wallet.
Yeah, hey.
That was a fun
conversation
adventure.
Conversation starter. He said, hey, heads or heads?
Heads or heads. It does look strange
heads
regardless. Anyway, that was the whole story. I just,
ding.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, that was all. It was a pretty fun and emotional adventure there.
I bet.
I went,
In how long? In about...
Oh, the whole thing was probably about 2 hours from start to finish.
Oh, wow.
I'd say. Because I got it and I did research and then I was like, what in the world? And then I went around finding other quarters from people and comparing the God word, the G's. And I was like, okay. And then I did more intense research after that, realizing that there is nothing special. But, you know, there's something special about you, Alex, and something special about me, and that is that we do have God's name
stamped on our hearts.
And it's spelled correctly.
For eternity.
Amen. Okay, that's was the whole story.
Right
I didn't
now.
Really know how to close it
that's
out.
That's a sermon illustration.
Yeah, I'll just keep that. That's all.
You ever want a win-win situation?
Call heads or heads. Ooh, that's funny. I like that.
That's good. Keep that.
I will. Okay. Hey. I will. Don't steal from me.
Uh-uh.
Don't. Don't you dare.
Can I please have it?
No. Well, that was the whole
let's
story.
Let's do heads or tails for it.
Can I call it?
Yep.
Okay. Tails. Yeah, that was the whole story. That was it. That was great, exciting.
Yeah, that's
oh,
fun.
Man. I thought I turned 25 cents into $2,000. Can that be the name of the episode?
No, we just had 25 minutes and 25
oh, you're
degrees.
Right. How about
heads or heads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like heads I like heads. I like the fact that we name them on the air now. That's kind of fun.
Heads or heads is probably good.
Heads or heads. Heads or $2,000. I'm kidding. That's dumb. Dumb. We're do you have another story?
Not really. Do you?
No, I just thought you did.
What
That's
are we looking at?
44. So we could probably get close to closing.
Okay. Let's just talk about this real quick. And
yeah, let's talk. Let's talk. That's why we do this.
So you want to talk for a little bit?
Let's talk for about 45 minutes.
Riding a bike.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to talk about riding a bike.
Okay. Ride it.
I haven't ridden one in a long time. You know,
I was talking about that today too.
We were just talking. Oh my goodness. Do we live? We didn't see each other.
We live mere lives apparently.
Did you hear?
Did you find a quarter this week?
Chinese Buddhist music today, on a separate note.
Yeah, that's how I woke up.
what in the world?
I was in their house playing it. That was Mongolian throat singing.
No, riding a bike. Okay.
Riding a bike.
Haven't ridden a bike in a while.
Yeah.
I was on the handlebars, you know that.
Yes.
But I did not ride.
Well, you did ride. You just didn't control.
Yeah, it's different. But today's weather made me think about riding a bike.
Yes.
And I was like, man, the reason riding a bike is so good. I remember the days I was, you know, I was like 15, 16. And I had a friend from church who actually lived close. Like, I've never had anyone live that close to me. Well, we were at a bike ride away. And so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was just like, we'd go, hey, you want to go bike ride? And then we'd just go on this trail that was close to our house, both of our houses, and just go. And, oh, man.
And be back for supper.
I'd usually go after supper and then into the night. Oh.
Into the night.
Into the summer night. Oh, man.
It's good. Catching fireflies?
Riding a
lightning
bike.
Lightning bugs? What do you call them?
I was
them?
A little old for that.
What do you call them, though?
I call them fireflies.
Good.
I think every Midwesterner probably does.
I think we called them lightning bugs a lot. Well, lightning bug. Okay, go ahead, though. Sorry.
No, I was just talking about, man, how great it was to just go and ride your bike.
Bikes were a big part of my childhood.
Just, man, just such a good time. Like, just think about it.
It's a great workout, too.
Oh, I used to wake up early on Monday mornings, about like 6 o'clock, and ride
pretty
a bike.
Pretty early, 9:30 p.m.
Oh, you got me. Pretty early, and then go ride a bike with my school teacher. That's something.
Couldn't get enough of them.
I just wanted to learn, man. I just need that mentorship.
Can we have an extra class on Saturday morning?
Biking 101.
That was your PE class?
Except he was real intense. Like, he like,
did he show up in the whole suit, the biking suit, the helmet?
No. He's ready for the Tour de France, and I'm in my oversized,
you got your training
baggy
heels.
Basketball shorts.
You say, ring, ring. You got like the streamers off the handlebars.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I had,
awesome.
My sister had some of those.
Those are awesome. I miss those.
I was like, can I just put my pegs on your bike? But yeah, I love riding a bike. Mm-hmm. And we were even talking this week about learning how to ride a bike. And do you remember that whole process?
Learning?
Yeah, learning how to ride a bike.
I don't think so.
Not at all? You don't remember at all learning how?
Barely. I've seen home videos of it, but.
Oh, man. I thought that was a memorable thing for everyone.
I don't know that I remember it a lot.
Whoa.
No.
I was fully expecting for us to go back and forth like, oh, yeah, I did this too.
I know. I fell probably.
Oh, what? You don't remember where you learned?
Yeah, I know where.
Where at?
In the driveway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just of the house.
Pretty short drive.
Well, I had to learn somewhere, yeah. Okay. But that's about all I remember about it. I remember my bike I got for colors.
Oh, really?
I brought this up with you. Almost this week, I said, have you ever been disappointed in a gift? Do you remember me telling you
yes.
that?
Yes.
That was the bike I got. How strange that circles around.
You're not going to admit that on the podcast? That you were disappointed in your bike?
No, the only reason I remember that is because of the video. I don't remember being disappointed. But there's a video of me getting the bike, and it was like the big gift for that Christmas. And for some reason, at that point in my life, I guess I didn't really want to bike that much. So I got it, and I was like, wow.
That is so crushing.
And I kind of like,
oh my God.
I kind of like walked around it. I'm like, okay. I know. And as a parent, I'm sure I made them feel terrible.
That is so crushing as a parent.
But as soon as I started writing, there's videos of me laughing at him. So they're like, yeah, he does like it. It's just not what he initially thought, I guess.
I
don't know.
I know you don't. I don't know. Don't know. But it's funny to imagine, what were you expecting? Like, what did you...
Probably Thomas the Train something.
You would have been... If they opened a Hot Wheel, you'd have been... Yeah!
It wasn't even just an ordinary bike either. This was a Tonka bike. Like, it was black and yellow. You know the Tonka trucks?
Oh, man.
It said Tonka
cool.
on it. Yeah. It was like black and yellow. It was cool.
Oh, wow.
And I... The video. I don't remember... Yeah, the video. I've seen it and I'm like, wow. As probably, I don't know.
That's so funny.
6 or 7, that I guess. So I don't know. Yeah. That's so great. I'm glad they got it for me because it got me learning. But at that point in my life, I just, for some reason, wasn't super, super excited. Maybe they have a different memory of that and I'm remembering it wrong, the video. So maybe I was super excited and they're going to be, mom will text me and be like, hey, you were pretty excited about that.
Oh, so.
But maybe not. But from the video I saw, because I don't remember it personally, it looked like I was pretty disappointed. Okay. But then I had a great time, so.
Of course.
So I'm not ashamed to admit
can't
that.
Can't have a bad time on a bike. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, come on.
All my best memories are on a bike.
We used to play bike tag around town. We lived in a small town. Us and all the neighbors, probably 8 or 9 kids. We all just start riding our bikes all over town. One person was it, so we'd play hide and seek around town. All around town.
Dude,
with
that's
bikes.
So cool.
Go on the side streets and race.
We never really had friends in our neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One time,
just your teacher.
I'll go ahead and say this. That one time we had a couple friends down the street. Finally, like we had friends that, in a house that we lived in growing up, but I only lived there till I was probably about maybe 4 or 5 3. We had friends there. I remember going to their house, but how do I remember when I was 3? Okay, doesn't matter.
You remember some weird stuff, man.
I remember eating lemon bars in an Asian family, in an Asian family's house, and then I remember going to my direct neighbor's, to my left, their closet for some reason. They had snowboarding stuff in there.
And throwing up the lemon bars.
I still tasted the lemon bars. Okay.
And I hit a stash of lemon bars in their snow boots.
I think we need to be more random. I think.
Yeah, that's what people want.
Sorry, I got real sidetracked there. Who knows how old I was? Anyway, we had friends at the other house, but we moved. And then, so we didn't really have too many friends around us because we were surrounded by old people all around us.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had to go a couple houses out. And we had these friends down our street to the left. And they would ride their bike and stuff. And so we would ride a bike. And we were kind of friends with them. I was too young. It was like a girl, I think, over there. And maybe her older brother. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember.
Nice.
But my sister would be friends with them. And I would kind of just be there.
Yeah.
One time I'm learning how to ride my bike, you know, I have training wheels, and I kind of go down there while my sister's playing with them, and I'm like, oh, I'm just having a good time, just smiling. No cares in the world. I'm just riding a bike. Like,
yeah.
The only thing that mattered next was, you know, swerving in and out of
which way was I going to go?
Yeah. That's, oh man. But then anyway, I ride it back to my house, and my sister comes back up, and she's kind of maybe like a little bit upset. And she's like, "Hey, Alex, come here. We're never gonna go play with them again."
What?
I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, we're never gonna play with them again." And she's only 3 years older than me, and so it's like a deep conversation a 4 and 7 year olds are having. But she's like, "They were making fun of you because you had training wheels, so we're never gonna talk to them again."
Whoa!
I wonder if she remembers that, but I
did. Wow.
Yeah. So we never played with them again.
What did they expect you just to be able to ride a bike? At 4 years old?
I was telling someone about this story, and I was like, I mean, I feel like as a kid, I was just like, I think it makes sense.
Your four-year-old little brother has trained. Why is he not riding professionally by now?
I just imagine myself at 4 years old being like, oh, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's all right. I'm just riding my bike. She's like, no.
They like come to your garage, and they're working on it. You're like, hey, guys, working on the bike.
Spinning the wheel upside down.
Yeah, resistance is still a little high.
Yeah, my gears are a little messed up.
That's hilarious. That's a good memory of a bike.
But I never remember talking to those people again. So
wow, that ruined it because you were a normal kid.
And they didn't like that. I wonder if my sister remembers that.
He's
maybe
normal.
She knows that. But hey, Valerie, thank you for looking out for me. I love you.
Oh, he's normal. He's average.
Hey, why is your four-year-old brother?
There's nothing exceptional about him. That's awesome. That's
I was probably 4 or 5, maybe. So
still, either one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know when I had training wheels off. Obviously, when I got that bike at, I guess, 6, 5, 6, 7 area, I had training wheels learning because that was the first bike I had. Maybe I had ridden one before, but that was the first one, my bike.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first my bike. And man, from then on out, it was bikes ever since college, or ever until college. I need to get one now.
Maybe we should go get some. Matching.
You can keep it at my house next
matching
year.
Matching bikes.
You can keep it in the garage if you want. How I just offered that without talking to my future wife, so I hope that's okay. Yep, come on over, Alex. Store whatever you want. Should probably communicate. Communication's pretty good.
It's key.
It's key.
I've heard. I think.
I've heard.
Have you? Did we come up with that?
Communication's key. Hey, we should tell people that.
Guys, all right, so as we move on to spiritual talk.
Okay.
Communication is key.
Yes.
Communication between you and God.
Amen.
Is key. That's not my thing today, but hey.
Go right into it, though.
But yeah. But still, hey, keep your prayers up, all right?
Keep your prayers up. That's a funny phrase. Keep your prayers up.
A new shirt? Sorry, I'm always thinking of merch. All right. Hey, boys. Can you prepare us
up? The little tuxin tee guy with his hands. From
that's so funny. That would be so funny.
We'll okay. work on it. After the Hey Boys.
Okay. I want to talk about something that we all have within us. It's called our want to.
Your willingness?
Your want to.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Some people's want to's are broken. Right? Sometimes my own want to is broken.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And by that, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. But what you want to do, you know?
You'll do.
What you want to do, you'll do. And so sometimes our want to is broken, and we don't even want to do anything spiritual. We don't want to do anything of value, and it comes to eternity, and we don't. That desire has kind of left us. That can happen after. Just it could be just could be strictly burnout. You know, you're just burnt out of doing the same thing over and over again, and it just becomes kind of mundane, and it becomes kind of boring. Or maybe you're just something happened, and you kind of feel bitter towards it. And you're rejecting that. And through all this, your want to has changed. What you want to do to serve the Lord and to love others and to follow his commandments has kind of shifted. And you're kind of just doing whatever you want, your own desires, your own plans. And so sometimes we just got to go to the old mechanic and get our want to fixed. Mm. Get our want to right. Because I mean, look, our way will never end the way we want it to. We might, well, listen to this. We might get what we want, but it's definitely not what we need. So if we could just follow after the Lord, follow after what he wants for us, and just do what he would desire of us, then his way is perfect. And so we can trust in that. And I understand it's hard, you know, because a lot of things don't come natural. Pretty much everything that the Lord desires of us doesn't come natural to us. We are a fallen being. We are carnal. We are rebellious by nature, but we've got to want to. That's why it's so key to want to. Make yourself want to do the things of the Lord and to give yourself over to that. And in the end, I mean, there's no greater joy than to serve the Lord. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And you see, there's so many testimonies of that, but sometimes it's hard to see in the moment. It's hard to see the miracle in the mundane, but you don't get the miracle without pushing through the mundane. I'm sure that's been said before, but I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this this week for myself, I've been really reminded to be thankful for the way that God forgives and the way that God desires to use us, even though we are sinners and even though we are wicked. And I was working through a passage this week, the story of Rahab from Joshua chapter 2. And obviously we know that Rahab is she's a Canaanite, does not serve the Lord. She's following after other gods, obviously in the culture there. But we see that when she hears about the Lord and she puts her faith in the Lord God of Israel, even though she was submersed in the Canaanite culture and everyone else in the city didn't want anything to do with the God. They're afraid of him, but they didn't turn to him in faith like Rahab did. And God used Rahab, even though she was a sinner, but he used her because of her faith, and that led to action in her life. And so I'm just reminded that God's redemption is miraculous and his forgiveness is great.
Absolutely.
And we really should be thankful and never take it for granted, because we don't deserve to be where we're at, not one bit, and God still wants to use us even though we don't deserve it. So we should be very thankful. It's a reminder to serve him with our whole hearts, because it's what we owe him. So
absolutely. I'm amazed week by week how privileged we are to be able to have a part in the Lord's work here on earth.
Yeah.
Because knowing who we are and knowing what we deserve is like, it's such a privilege, such a blessing, and I'm so thankful for it. So
yes.
That'll surely help with your want to. Want that. When you think about what God has already done for you, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, saved your soul from hell. Come on.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. The least we can do. The least we can do is give him our lives.
Right. It's good stuff.
Love that. Well, let's. What was the origin? Narbis says
Smarties.
Smarties.
Okay, so, it's all family-run business. The last name of the family is D, as in D-E-E. So Edward D is the father, or the I think grandpa maybe. But he opens his first factory for candy. He's a candy man in New Jersey in 1949. And then he moves it to a different place in New Jersey. And then he names the company C.D. Candy. That's what it was. To Smarties Candy Company. So obviously they were the ones who produced Smarties. Fun fact, apparently Smarties in Canada are called Rockets.
Really?
I don't know why they're called Smarties.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Rockets sounds so much cooler.
I don't know. Maybe
we got a pack of Smarties, a pack of Rockets.
What came first, the Smarties or the Dum Dum?
Then you say Smarties or the Rocket. I was like, I don't know.
What came first, chicken or the egg?
I don't know. Anyway, so Smarties are made 24 hours a day in two factories. Just two factories. Oh, wow. Billions of Smartie rolls are produced each year. This is a very short article about it that Narbis pointed to. Me too, and told me about. So Smarties has branched out. You got your Smarties, what do they call those? Smarties ropes, or you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Are those Sweet Tart? They'll be Sweet Tart.
Maybe oh, they are.
Smarties.
Oh, yeah,
sorry. I'm talking about Sweet Tart.
I guess Smarties is real simple.
And Smarties has stayed the same, I think.
Maybe, okay, they have those giant Smarties. You ever seen those?
Oh, yeah.
So they got a little bigger.
I don't know what's in Smartie. I think it's just chalk.
Yeah, I think it's just limestone. I mean, we can go to the cliff in Denmark and just have some Smarties.
I don't know the last time I've eaten Smarties.
It's been a while.
Did you? I never ate them one by one. I take like three or four at a time, which was basically...
I put them in my
everything,
hot pocket.
In your everything. So. You put them everywhere. In your clothes, in your shoes, in your food, in your Bible. They just fall out as you walk.
Bible.
Everywhere,
no
man.
Bookmark. I just.
Hey, you got a Smartie I could borrow?
The pastor said to turn to Tom chapter.
Anyway, now you know.
And Jeremiah.
I gotta have two Smarties. I used to eat Smarties in church from a lady who gave them to us.
Oh. You got Smarties. Smarties, they come first before the Dum Dum.
Really?
Only by 1 year, though.
Wow.
So they saw Smarties and said, like a Dum Dum.
Okay, let's see if they make any other candy. Gluten free. No. Oh, okay. Smarties does do those bracelets. The Smartie bracelets.
Oh, of course.
Those are
Smarties. Those are popular during Valentine's Day.
Very popular. I loved those as a kid. The necklaces were best because it's obviously more candy.
Well, great.
Anyway, now you know. Now you know about some
Be
Rockets.
Be a Smartie.
Yeah. I wonder what the Rockets packaging looks like. I'll have to look that up later. If I can find it, maybe I'll post it on Patreon. I got a lot of things to post on the Patreon this week.
Hey, a lot of content on the Patreon.
Be content with the content. I'm kidding. I know we need to post more, but
for sure there will. Hey, put it on record right now. There will be one out, an after show. This out.
There will be an after show out.
Okay.
This week.
Thank you for your dollar.
Thank you. We do appreciate you, and you can leave fan mail like we heard today at tuckandteapodcast@gmail.com, which is found on our podcast. If you're Apple, Spotify, it's all in the description there. You can find that. Find the link to our online store, which has a little bit about me and Alex as well, and kind of why we started the podcast in the first place. I can't believe we're already 37 episodes in.
That's so nuts.
Bonkers. Absolutely rockets. Crazy. Pretty crazy.
Leave a review.
Yes, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find us.
There's one that we'll read next week, but yeah. It's pretty long, so that's why I can't do it now. But
yeah, we the reviews help us a lot. Tell friends just with your mouth.
Would
go
you,
ahead and talk
would
to
you
them.
Go ahead.
And as always, the Patreon, we appreciate your support. It helps us to better equip the podcast so we sound better. It all goes back into this. So I guess with that note, we're different.
Wait, actually, we need to go ahead and read these more. Because
I know. I saw
the
them.
Reviews.
Do you want to just
I'm
do it now? Do you want to do them now?
We had to go, right?
We got some time. A couple minutes. How many are there? We just fake closed this podcast out. Psych.
Psych. Hey, we've never done this before. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and read this one from John Apple from Branson.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
He says, great occasion. I love this.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that. Oh, this is long.
Says,
okay.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Buy the merch. Do it all. You will not regret it. Unless you do. Then you might regret it, I guess. But it would be a cool investment. Unless you don't think so.
So indecisive.
But if you want to, do it. I'm not saying you have to, or you don't have to. Just live your life. Like, actually, do not do what you do not want to do. This is all a suggestion from a satisfied customer. Just like, figured it out, really. These decisions shouldn't be that hard.
Unless he's making it hard.
Unless you just have a hard time that making these specific type of decisions. I don't know, man. You have to just decide. Stop being so indecisive. Just make a choice. Just pick the milk. Just grab the frozen pizza.
Pizza wedge.
Just do what you think you maybe want to do. Why would I make a choice for you? For real. Think. Use your own mind. Do what you really think that I could make. Do you really think that I could make a choice for you? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but like, just make a choice. I would recommend completely submerging yourself into this podcast. Allow it to consume you. Do not hold back.
No, don't allow it to consume you. Don't do that.
Give us only 1%, all right? Just like Jesse.
Give us 1 hour a week. How about that?
Just like Jesse, give us 1%. 99%
the good Bible.
Jesus. Yeah, the Bible. That's what it was. Allow it to consume you. Don't hold back unless you just want to not give it your all. But actually, now that I thought about it, please do just do what you want. Just don't overthink this choice. Unless you like to think things through. Just do you. Watch episode 9.
What in the world?
I think that one was from Dawn, but yeah. Great. Herschel says, I like your podcast. You're doing great. Thanks, Hershey.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to call it, says, great podcast. Fun and easy listening. If you like this, you'll like the Jack Atwood podcast.
Jack Atwood podcast. Shout out from the Tucked in Tea. We want one from you too, Jack.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I do know this man.
Oh, okay.
I do know Jack Atwood.
All right, I do not.
And the family.
Thank you for providing clean entertainment. You're welcome.
I think it's the same Jack Atwood I know.
T. Swiggle says, this guy sounds familiar.
That might have been me.
Nice. Joe Raz says, why do I want to buy merch so bad?
Do it.
Great podcast.
Don't be indecisive.
I would probably go ahead and do that. Zah Roberts.
Did we read these already?
I don't think so.
Okay.
These are from a while ago, but still. Who needs the Ben Shapiro show? This is where.
He's comparing us to the Ben Shapiro show.
This is where it's at. I genuinely appreciate the ministry of these two uplifting souls. Spirits. These two men uplifting our souls and spirits and hearts every week. Truly doing the Lord's work over there at OKC. Wow. Amen. Too good. Alex, you should totally tell a story about the, I call it, Box of the Jack guy. Oh, I'll do that. I'll put that in notes.
Perfect. The next one says, from Cal Levi 1220. Great new podcast with a great new take. Very clean, very comfy. Then from Jay Huntia, super fun to listen to. And then from The Goat, love these two radio hosts. Not plural. He said singular host. Love these two radio hosts.
Oh, nice.
And then last one here, your pal, Mr. Cal. As a fellow Midwesterner, my heart has been moved in an abundant way. Thank you for creating this marvelous podcast for tucked people like me.
That's great.
We have 43 reviews right now. I think in the next 2 weeks, we can get up to 50.
Uh-oh.
I think we can.
So if you, listener, friend, family.
Foe.
Yeah, we do have two foes.
Two foes.
Please, I'm begging. Leave a review, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, if you want to, you could.
I mean, I'm not going to make you.
If you don't want to, just choose. Just choose. You know what, Alex? We're different.
And we're going to stay different.
And we're going to stay tucked
in.
All right. Hey, be thankful this week, and we'll catch you next time.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the podcast. Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.